Hey everybody, it's Marcus here, and welcome to the Good E-Reader Radio Show.
I can remember taking walks by the lake with her by my side. I was maybe 11 or 12 at the time. We were inseparable, but strictly a platonic thing. She was a bit of a tomboy, just trying to hang. So we traveled everywhere as a duo. I go, you go, if I know, you know. I was her best friend, and of course she was mine. So when we snuck up on that path past Nibelheim, I knew we weren't supposed to, but I did it, knowing full well our parents would probably kill us. But she was with it, still let it continue. Never was the type to pass on a good adventure. When we saw the mountain, I don't recall who decided that it might be fun if we both tried to climb it. So inch by inch till we almost made it topside. Then she grabbed my hand when she felt a rock slide. I yelled, it might have sounded like I cried. We both crashed down on the rock floor. A 12-foot drop, but felt like a lot more. I black out till the ambulance shows up. I was on crutches, but she was in a coma. Yeah, I was hurt, but I was worried about Tifa. Her dad starts tripping, telling me I can't see her, man. Crushed like red pepper. Think I felt tears from her when he told me to forget her. Apologize forever. I told him that I'd do better, but he never ever approved of us being together. She was mad strong, that was inevitable. If you love her, try letting her go. The pain, it felt like somebody was kicking me. Words can't express what that conversation did to me. All because of one childish mistake I might not again see. A beautiful face, I think of love.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1.
Stole a piece of my heart. Tell me what I need to do so I can tell the world about me and you now. I met a girl they call her Tifa Lockhart. She came in and she stole a piece of my heart. Tell me what I need to do. You got me, it's true. All I need is you now. Every day for a week I went to Tifa's crib. Brought flowers, brought soup, and whatever we could give. I used to leave him at the gate. Pop got tired of me being at his place. Eventually Tifa recovered, and I had to tell her something I could no longer keep in the cover. She was forgiven, and luckily she still wanted to see me. Tell me when and where I come through early like a preemie. You might have to sit down and brace yourself for this next thing. But I'm leaving town for Midgar next spring. And the difference is this isn't for enjoyment. I'm not even going to find employment. I want to join Soldier and be all I can be. And later I'll come back for all y'all to see. Who knows, maybe I'll be the next Sephiroth. She promised she would be around just to see me off. 4 tears said she ain't want me to leave it all. She joked and said that I would be famous. She'd read about my adventures in the daily papers. Couldn't tell her why I did it, to be honest. I wanted to be strong and prove her father wrong. So right before I left, she made me make a promise. Told her I would do it if she was ever in a bind. And you got us, I come to the rescue. I couldn't let you down, girl, you're just too special. I thought this talk would be the last time I'd see her face, but when I looked up, a shooting star passed by. Closed my eyes and I made a wish. Clenched my fists and I jumped out eternal bliss. Then it was time to split, didn't see it. Some years passed. She needed my help. All she had to do was ask. And she did. Still beautiful like when we were kids. Still love her though.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I want to. Baby girl, I want you. Something about it got me so excited. I can't fight it, baby. I think I like it.
So tell me about this group you want me to join. Like, what are they about?
Hey everybody, welcome to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. The date is September the 25th, 2011. Lots of news has happened over the last week, mainly in the e-reader sphere of things. Giving you a little bit of synopsis on what we can look forward to for the rest of the year, it really does look like that Amazon is putting together a press conference September the 28th, and a lot of industry analysts are saying that this is going to be the event that they debuted the tablet that they've been talking about. As you know, if you've been a reader and a listener of the Goody Reader Radio Show and reading our blog on a daily basis, we've really chronicalized the Amazon tablet and a lot of the ecosystem type of things that they have planned for it. So we received a press invitation. Probably won't go because it's in New York, and I'm actually going to be in San Francisco on the day that they do the press release and press conference. So on the 28th, they have quarterly invited us to New York for a press conference. It really looks like that they're going to show up their tablet. It's going to be 7 inches. It's going to be priced aggressively at about $250. And the reason of this price point is to really undercut the Apple iPad, which starts at about $499. And so they're saying that quite possibly if Amazon puts it out ASAP, they could sell around 3 to 4 million copies of it for the holidays, because everybody's really looking at this as the Android tablet to get. Mainly it's the Amazon ecosystem. They have the Amazon App Store, which recently went beyond the USA to the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and it was only available internationally for about a day or two before they pulled the plug and made it USA only. I think that they kind of jumped the gun and launched the App Store internationally too soon before the press people could get involved and do press releases and things like that. So once a lot of blogs such as ours reported on this, I think Amazon plugged it up. But they do have a big App Store. It is USA only, and it works pretty good. My favorite aspect of it is that it has a free app of the day. Most often, apps that retail anywhere between 99 cents and $10.99. They do Angry Birds. They do all sorts of big-name apps where you can, for one day only, get them for free. Amazon is also in talks with major publishers for a Netflix-style ebook rental system / subscription system. So they're going to put together a big content platform where for an annual fee you can read as many books as you want per month. And they're also talking as well with magazine publishers to get magazines per single issue and per subscription basis. So during the last few weeks, the Netflix style of ebook and the other method is really kind of what they're really kind of planning right now. And they really want to get all of this launched before they launch the tablet, because most tablets suffer from a lack of content. You buy a tablet, you may have access to the Google Android Market, but you don't really have access to like a rich ecosystem. They may put the Amazon Android app on there or the Kobo Android app and then leave it in your hands to decide whether you want to do business with them or you want to shop with other places. With the Amazon tablet, they're really embedding their entire ecosystem. So the Kindle store, the Audible.com, so you can get audio ebooks. You can buy ebooks, you know, you can rent ebooks possibly through the system. You can rent and watch videos through their video. They have the Amazon Cloud Storage. So I'm really kind of excited about this tablet because it's going to be one of the first tablets aside from the iPad, which is a huge success because of its ecosystem. There's a lot of apps, and soon there'll be the iCloud and a lot of kind of other kind of cool features. So I think Amazon is poised to be able to aggressively price and maybe quite possibly take a loss on the hardware, knowing that they're going to make their money back through everyone buying ebooks, magazines, renting and watching videos, and so on. There's also some news from the Kobo camp that they're going to be releasing a new e-reader called the Kobo Vox, and it's actually at the FCC right now. So it's basically an ebook reader / tablet. So this might be Kobo's very first tablet that they put out. It has a micro SD card slot. It has Wi-Fi. It has a web browser. There really isn't a whole lot really known about this right now. But we do know that Kobo really wants to put a new device out there for the holiday season, because of course Amazon's going to, and a good segue, this is what Barnes & Noble's plan is. They are releasing two versions of the Nook Color. So they're releasing two codenamed devices called the Nook Color Acclaim and the Nook Color Encore. So they're going to be releasing two versions of the Nook Color. One is going to be for $249 and one's going to be for about $349. So no idea on really the specs or anything about at this time, but this is what Barnes & Noble and marketing meetings have been talked about how they're going to promote this and really get the word out there so they could capitalize on the holiday season. So just to sum it up, for this holiday coming up, we have a lot of toys. We have the new Sony PRS T1. So it comes in red, black, and white. This is the new Sony e-reader. It comes out pretty well in the first week of October. And so this is the big entrant for Sony. The big hyping factor on this device is that you will be able to actually buy books directly through Sony through their e-book store, where if you've had previous versions of Sony e-readers like the PRS 650, the 350, or the Sony Daily, it doesn't really give you any means to be able to buy books directly through Sony. You gotta jump through a lot of hoops. You gotta visit the Sony website on your browser and then transfer books to your e-reader through Adobe Digital Editions, plug the e-reader into your computer. You know, the average person really doesn't want to jump through that many hoops. Part of the reason why the Amazon Kindle did so well is you load up the Kindle store on your Kindle, you buy a book, it's synced directly to your device, and you read. And so I think a lot of other companies that have been in the business for a long time, like Sony, you know, they've put out, about 12 different e-readers over the years. And so they really have an extended catalog, but they haven't really made things easy for buyers to be able to buy books and sync them right to the device. Of course, the Amazon, the new Kindle tablet, as well as the two Barnes & Noble Nook Color 2s that are going to be coming out. It's poised to be a really exciting holiday season. So as always, we're going to get our hands on all of these devices. We'll put them head to head. We'll film ebook loading tutorials on how to load in your own books, how to borrow books from the library, how to do a ton of different things. We'll also do, you know, unboxings and full reviews, both written and video reviews. So if you want to know more about these devices, keep on checking out goodereader.com/blog for all of the latest news on e-readers, tablets, e-books, digital publishing, and a whole lot more. Speaking of e-books, we covered a new site that just launched the other day called LendingEbook.com. We've written about all of the different e-book lending sites that are out there, and so far, really, a Lending eBook, it proves to be our favorite. Now, there are other sites out there. There's eBook Fling, which does both Nook and Kindle books, and we'll talk more about them in a minute. But there's also booklending.com, lendl.com, and there's a few others, but most of them just do Kindle books, whereas lendingebook.com does both Nook and Kindle books. What I really like about it straight off the bat is it really feels like a bookish type site. When you log in and go to My Library, it's a virtual bookshelf, and they have different shelves devoted to different types of books. So books that you've read, books that you own, books that you've borrowed, books that you have loaned out, and then you could actually click on a tab, so you can click on My Books, and then have a huge bookshelf that's just devoted to your books. And if your books fill the entire shelf, you can click on a slider bar and look at all your different books. If you want to look at more, you can just click on the book cover and it puts out a clever little pop-up with an open book animation, and you can see, you know, the cover art. You can check out the description on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can see who owns the book if it's not you. And you can click on their button and check out their profile. I really like the lending and borrowing. It's pretty simplistic and elegant. You can search by ISBN, AISN. You can search by author, by book title, whether it's a Nook or Kindle book. It's very easy to lend, very easy to borrow. What I like about it is two cool things that none of the other sites have. They have an achievement and reward system. So if you have lent a book, if you've borrowed a book, if you've read a book, you can earn rewards per books that you read. You can earn rewards on achievements for special occasions. So when I logged in, during their beta phase, I actually got a back-to-school achievement, and we heard that they're going to be doing Thanksgiving, Halloween, Hanukkah, you know, Christmas, New Year's, and all sorts of other types of events. So it's encouraging people to log in during those specific days to earn a bunch of different custom rewards. They also have a cool feedback system. So I think that the way that they're doing it is when people lend and borrow books, they can leave feedback for each other. So if you ask to borrow a book and a dude doesn't get back to you for 2 or 3 weeks, and once he's lent you the book, you can like leave some feedback saying, you know, he was late, I'm only going to rate him, you know, two stars out of five. And then other people, before they borrow a book, will know that by reading the feedback, oh, this guy's slow, I don't know if I want to ask him to borrow a book, and, you know, so on, right? So they're good kind of clues to see who, you know, you could filter out who the good lenders and the good borrowers are. We also, in an email interview that we did with them, they actually gave us some cool things that they're actually working on. They look like that they're about to launch an author upload system. So this is a way that authors could actually list the books on the site. So not only can you lend and borrow, but you could also buy books. And from what they've told us, that you could list a book in either Nook or Kindle format. You can fill in all the blanks like ISBN, book description, cover art. You can actually upload the EPUB or Mobi format, or even PDF text and things like that. And you could set the price as little as 1 cent all the way to as much as you want. Everything will be done through PayPal, and the book buying will be segregated into its entirely different division. So they said that they're going to be launching this in about the next week. So that's kind of cool that they're supporting indie authors, which us at Good E-Reader, we pretty well have been doing an ebook of the week feature for the last few months. And we usually profile independent writers. We also have profiled a lot of book authors such as H.P. Mallory and other book writers that publish a lot through Barnes & Noble. So we've been able to get their books away for free, as well as, you know, interviews and stuff with them. So we're really supportive of that. So whenever new sites come along that seem to be doing a lot of positive things, you know, both allowing people who don't really know each other to lend and borrow books, so it becomes a lot more economically feasible to lend and borrow rather than sometimes pay $10 for a book. So, you know, I'll take a deal where I can get it. Also, if I could support independent authors and download their books directly, I like that as well. So check them out, lendingebook.com. Now, I mentioned another site that did ebook lending. It's called eBook Fling, and this is a site that did Amazon Kindle and Nook books. We profiled them when they first came out earlier on in the year. It seems that the site is experiencing some difficulties. It looks like for about the last month, they were unable to do Nook lending at all on their site. And when we investigated this further, we found that Barnes & Noble recently changed the way that they presented the Nook books, both in their database system as well as on their website. So they kind of revised the system and such. And so that kind of threw a lot of the sites that were relying on Barnes & Noble data, like lendingebook.com, like ebookfling.com. So the Barnes & Noble new way of doing things kind of upset everything. So while we talked to Lending eBook when they first launched, and they said, yeah, we had some Nook problems too during our first few days because Barnes & Noble just changed the way that they did everything as we launched the site. So it was kind of a setback at first, but they actually managed to fix everything in 3 days. Well, as eBook Fling, this problem's been going on for well over a month, and they haven't fixed anything yet. So it kind of really looks like they're letting their customers suffer as they're trying to just exchange emails with Barnes & Noble and try to sort things out and try to get Barnes & Noble to fix things for themselves other than proactively trying to work with the new changes. So we've dealt with Barnes & Noble a lot. We have a lot of cool contacts there, both in the Puppet division and in their sales and marketing division. So Barnes & Noble, like any big company, it's not as easy as sending someone an email and they're going to fix something. It's a corporate bureaucracy. They have to talk to the people above them, above them, above them. And then, you know, people are on vacation. People take certain days off. So a lot of the times when we want to get information or things sent to us or, you know, request interviews with some of their authors, it seriously takes sometimes 3 to 4 weeks. Before we even get the green light, because it has to go through so many different departments. So if eBook Fling is relying on Barnes & Noble to fix things for them rather than to proactively upgrade their own systems, I think that their customers are in for a long wait before they could ever borrow or lend Nook eBooks again. So that's the story there. Let's get into some other news, and this is something that I kind of mentioned when we covered the Amazon segment about how on September 28th they're going to be doing a big press conference. I'm going to actually be in San Francisco along with some other members of the Good E-Reader crew, and we're going to cover a conference there called E-Readers, and this is September 29th to September 30th, and this is the first event that they're going to do, and there's going to be a lot of other sites there. If you've ever read Telereed, which is a great site that we're very high on, both Chris and Paul are great guys, and they really cover a lot of the publishing type of things, where this e-readers conference, iSupply, which is a research think tank, they put out a lot of industry type of surveys. You know, they'll talk to all the publishing companies, they'll talk to like hundreds of companies and kind of put out these you know, research papers, really giving you an indication on how the industry is. So they're really cool. Barnes & Noble is going to be there. There's going to be you know, a lot of people there, and it's going to be kind of like it's going to be one of those events where there's going to be a ton of keynote speakers. There's going to be just a lot of stuff happening. We're pretty excited about going there to kind of support, you know, a first-time conference. But it's looking cool, you know what I mean? So I'm just kind of like looking right now about who's speaking and when. But E-Ink Holdings is going to be there talking about E-Ink. There's going to be people there from Overdrive talking about libraries. No is going to be there talking about the adoption of textbooks for tablets and e-readers in the classroom. Plastic Logic is going to be there showing off their new device and about what they're doing with Russia. So hopefully we'll get some hands-on time with the new tablet they're going to do. Oxford University Press. Yeah, for sure. The VP of Barnes & Noble is going to be there. So it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to try to get a lot of pictures, video interviews. So we're going to try to do video interviews with everybody that we can get our hands on there that has something interesting to say. So towards the end of next week, keep on checking out our blog. And we're going to have a lot of articles as well as videos and even do some audio casts from San Francisco. So if you're interested in e-readers, e-books, digital publishing, library systems, and new technology, you know, of course, if you're not on the Good E-Reader website right now, I don't know what you're doing, but you're not doing the right thing and you're not doing it very well. So if you're listening to this show, of course, you know what I'm talking about. And what we're going to do is we're going to just take a little bit of a break and we're going to jump into just some other things that happened over the course of the week. All right, and we're back, and there's been a few big announcements over the course of the last week that we want to fill you guys in on. First of all, if you are a fan of Scholastic, if you have ever been involved in book clubs at your school, I know when I was a young lad, way back in the day, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, Scholastic was the bomb. You know, that you can get all the Hardy Boy books, all like, you know, the Berestein Bears and, you know, all that type of stuff, right? So, you know, they hung around, they handed out the flyers, you checked out what books you wanted to get, and then on those days, you could pick up a ton of books at pretty good prices. So Scholastic has expanded upon their relationship with Source of Books. And we did an actual interview with them. And Junie Newman, who's the president of Scholastic Book Clubs, said, Scholastic has a long history of providing book club materials in print, and now this means we can provide the same excellent content in ebook form. This robust partnership gets even more books into classrooms. It's exciting that we can continue working with Sourcebooks because Dominique Rica, the CEO of Sourcebooks, is in tune with digital media. Our partnership is thrilling because of her knowledge and experience with digital content. So Sourcebooks is going to be releasing ebooks, and they're also going to be releasing applications that you can download and buy books directly through their app. So it looks like with Android and iOS is what they're going to be doing. So if you're a fan of Scholastic, you can actually do things in ebook form. The biggest, probably the single news item of the week that I thought that was most important is you can now borrow Kindle books from the library. Overdrive and Kindle announced that they are going to be offering ebooks in almost 11,000 public libraries in the United States to facilitate the borrowing process. The addition of Kindle books does not add any type of extra cost to the institutions that currently do business with Overdrive. So if you have an Amazon Kindle, you can now borrow books from the library. Here's the quick process of the whole thing. So if you are a member of a library branch that does ebooks, you can visit your library's virtual branch website. You can browse and check out a Kindle book. Then you can click on the Get the Kindle button, and this opens up the Amazon.com website. You might be required to sign into your Amazon account, so you want to make sure that you're logged in. Then select the Kindle device or Kindle reading app and click Get Library Book, and it'll sync the book across your device. So you don't necessarily need a Kindle e-reader, but if you have the Kindle app for Android, webOS, or iOS, you can borrow books with it. So it's cool that it's not exclusive on the Amazon Kindle, but you can also get the Kindle app and then just send the book directly through that. So we have actually a video on the front page of our site that actually walks you through the entire lending process. Speaking of ebooks and everything like that, Kobo introduced a new Facebook option for Reading Life, and this was at the F8 Developer Conference that recently happened. It was the big Facebook conference, lots of parties, lots of big events. So Kobo announced new Facebook integration for Reading Life. The gist of the new service is that they will allow for live chatting while you're reading books. It will also allow people to feature their e-reading activity in their Facebook profile. People can share and experience the social reading app to a totally new level. And so it's cool that you could chat with other people as you're reading a book. So anybody that is using a Kobo device or a Kobo app, and you can live chat as you're reading it. So you can meet new people. They're saying that you could possibly get dates out of it. You know, I know if I was on Kobo live chat through Facebook and I was talking with people who were reading a cool book that I was really digging, and some girl sounded really cute, I'd probably be all over that. You know, oh, we have the same taste in books. You must be cool. So we have a video that we have on our site that the press people at Kobo generously sent us. So it was a live stream at the event where the CEO of Kobo, and this is Michael Serbinius, so we reviewed, we have like a bit of an interview with them, so you can check that out. So there's been a lot of other news during the last week. I'm not going to bore you to death with all of the details, because if you are a reader of our blog, you know every day we publish, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 articles a day. It's almost impossible in a 30-minute broadcast to really sum everything like that up. So what you really want to do is sign up for our weekly newsletter, and we're going to send out all the essential stories every given week on Mondays to your email inbox. We used to do it daily, but I think it was a little bit too much information for a lot of people. So we're going to do it weekly instead of daily. So you can check that out. Of course, you can check out all our videos on YouTube at youtube.com/goodyreader. You can follow us at Twitter at goodyreader. You can befriend us on Facebook. And you can also check out our ebook of the week feature. Every week we give away a new ebook, usually totally for free, and it's a new segment. Also, we just put out the Goody Reader's Buyer's Guide for 2011. If you have any ideas on holiday season gifts, things to pick up on Black Friday, or any type of electronic gift giving applicable to e-readers, you want to check out the Good E-Reader Buyer's Guide. It's on Amazon, it's on Smashwords, and soon it'll be available on Kobo, Sony, the iBookstore, and a ton of other places. So you can just type in Good E-Reader's Buyer's Guide in Google, and you're sure to find a store, but we have a link to it on our site where you can get it. The last bit of news is that Barnes & Noble is now available at Radio Shack. So if you have a Radio Shack location in the States, you can now get the Nook Simple Touch Reader as well as the Nook Color. If you don't have a Radio Shack in your area, you can visit RadioShack.com. So my name is Marcus. You have indeed been listening to the definitive radio broadcast on everything to do with e-readers, digital publishing, e-books, and tablet computers. For GoodEReader.com, everybody, take care.